This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The folksy lyrics of the band Houndmouth tell gripping tales of crime, from robbery to drug dealing to arson. This is a quartet that grew up in the small town of New Albany, Indiana, where they all went to the same high school, and pairs of them have been playing together for years before they finally got together as a foursome. And when they did, something just clicked. They became Houndmouth. Katie Tupin, Zach Appleby, Shane Cody, and Matt Myers. Matt's on the guitar. All of them sing. They play a lot more instruments, and you'll hear some of that on their recorded music. But they have a guitar here today and some vocalist. Houndmouth is going to be at the Haw River Ballroom tonight, 8 o'clock. And first, they're in the studio with us. Houndmouth, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Katie, let's tell us a little bit about this band. Do you do folk songs? How do you pick the songs, and what drew you to that kind of music in the first place?
Me and Matt were doing an acoustic thing before Houndmouth, and we were really into Bob Dylan and folky stuff, John Prine. We really liked Dave Rawlings and Gillian Welch and all that sort of stuff. And then when we got together as a band, it sort of carried over, but we just made it electric. And we all really got into the band, and I think we were into, like, Exile on Main Street pretty deep, you know?
And in this guy, this is the music that tells great stories, right? A lot of cool storytelling.
Yeah, I think we like the idea of telling stories in songs because, I mean, you're in it, but at a distance, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and so you get to experience great crimes that otherwise you could only dream about committing.
Yeah.
kind of well, can I get an example right now? You want to do a song for us?
Sure. What are we going to do?
I'll do Penitentiary. I hit a batch in Frisco. I couldn't score a job, so I did the next best thing, and I learned how to rock. Took that train to Houston, but I couldn't get away from the five and dime about the time the constable would say, so come on down to the penitentiary. Oh my, when the law came crashing down on me. Got the light, and now I'm shifting squares with a man from Arkansas. He took my rook, oh Lord, and my king's about to fall. So come on down to the penitentiary. Oh my, with the law crashing down on me. Calling from a payphone down around Lawrence Bend. I got me a parting son, gonna do it all again. So come on down to the penitentiary. Oh, mama, the law penitentiary. Oh my, when the law came crashing down on me. So come on down to the penitentiary. Oh my, when the law came crashing down on me.
Houndtooth live on the State of Things with a song called Penitentiary. Going to be at the Haw River Ballroom tonight in Saxapahaw. That's at 8 o'clock. They're here with us live on the State of Things. Where did that song come from? That original song?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of a tribute to Jimmy Rogers, Waiting for a Train. I recorded that like on an iPad when I was 18 or something.
You did?
Yeah.
When you recorded it, did you do it sort of out of your head, sing it into the iPad?
And yeah, then write it? I was actually out of my head voice because we had upstairs neighbors and I could, you know, I didn't want to like blast it. You know, I did it late at night. I didn't want to sing real loud.
But that's an interesting inspiration. I mean, the idea that it didn't come from your personal experience in the penitentiary.
Right.
That's a different song, right?
Yeah, right.
You haven't spent the time. Houndsmouth. Now, I hardly ever ask this question because it rarely elicits a cool answer, but Houndsmouth, where'd that, and I will ask you where the name came from.
Well, it's just Houndmouth.
It is Houndmouth.
Yeah. Houndmouth.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought it was, but then somebody told me it was Houndsmouth, and I got confused.
We've gotten it all. We've gotten Hound Mountain, Soundmouth, Smash Mouth.
Hound Dog.
Poundtown. Yeah.
Poundtown. Yeah.
But you are Houndmouth.
Yes.
And you have a great story that you're going to make up right here.
Yes.
About how you got the name, even if it's not true.
Yeah. So we were recording the EP. We didn't have a name for the band. And we had put out a song or something, and we were finishing up the EP. So we were in this building late at night. It was our rehearsal space called The Greenhouse in downtown New Albany. Really old house. The walls are pretty. I mean, it's built really well, but the windows and the walls are kind of thin. And we had to record at night because there's a lot of sirens. We live next to a firehouse, and traffic during the day would bleed in. So we would record at night, and the only interruptions we had were these two dogs across the street that would bark. Scotty and Pippin were the name of the dogs. They would just bark constantly, and it would bleed into the tracks at night. So we'd do we would be overdubbing a guitar solo, have the solo put down, and then Shane's over there in his engineering room, and he's
got the headphones on, pressing them close to his head.
Yeah, bloodshot eyes. Just, and he's like, we can't use this track. There's just too much hound mouth on it. Of course, you know. That's
perfect. That's a great story.
Yeah, it's not a sober term, you know.
Will you play another song for us?
Yes. Let's see. It's gonna be sketchy.
I like it.
Sound nice? Is that good for you?
Perfect. Dealers and the bootlegs got me hooked on freebasing, and I can't trust my government. So I looked into the other dimensions. Now they got me doing bad things. Poker chips, chains and whips, they got me wearing red lipstick. And I can't trust no man of mine to watch the door while I do my lines. Yeah, they got me doing bad things. I got my friends inside my pockets, got my gin tucked in my purse. I keep my heart locked in gold so I don't ever get hurt. And I gamble till the lights of the casino are gone. Holding hands and making plans, these types of things I can't understand. My trust in my cigarettes, and I make some calls to do the rest. Yeah, they got me doing bad things.
I got my friends inside my pockets, got my gin tucked in my purse. I keep my heart locked in gold so I don't ever get hurt. And I gamble till the lights of the casino are gone. Pockets got my gin tucked in my purse. I keep my heart locked in gold so I don't ever get hurt. And I gamble till the lights of the casino are gone.
Houndmouth live on the State of Things. They're going to be at the Hall River Ballroom tonight at 8 o'clock here with us live. It's interesting that the dog that is the source of your name was Scottie Pippen. Because you know the founders and the builders of the Hall River Ballroom, Tom Lagarde, of course, famous NBA player himself. And have you ever played that ballroom yet? Is this your first time in that ballroom?
Time, yeah.
Hall
first
River
time
Ballroom?
In North Carolina.
Welcome to the Tar Heel State. And you are lucky to be playing. That venue is just one of the finest venues. And Tom and Heather have done a fantastic job creating a music venue up there. So
yeah, I can't
wait. You're going to be in a very good place. So are you on the road a lot?
We are, yeah.
Yes.
More than not, I would say.
Do you like that? Do you like being on the road, or do you prefer studio recordings?
No.
What's better for you?
The road is much better.
The road's nice.
Yeah.
I like being in the studio a lot, though.
Yeah, just because it's still very unnatural for us. I mean, we did one album. That was really our first time in the studio.
Well, how does the creative energy flow then? Do you get a lot of your inspiration from the road, or do you kind of have a monastic lives and come together with your individual creations? How does that work?
I think we gather a lot of our information for the songs on the road, and it's very hard to write when you're on the road, but then when you can get home and have a second to collect your thoughts, everything comes back to you pretty.
It's hard to write like a whole thing on the road. It's great for having little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Then you get to settle down and pile it all together.
Well, you were really good to come in here, and we appreciate the fact that you are doing acoustic sets with us, but you've got more electronic sound and produced sound on your album. So we're going to give our listeners a chance to hear some of that as we play out with a cut from one of your albums.
All right.
So first, I want to thank you very much for being on the program. Thanks so
much. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Houndmouth is Katie Tupin, Zach Appleby, Shane Cody, and Matt Myers. They're going to play the Haw River Ballroom tonight at 8 o'clock in Saxapahaw. And I want to thank you for listening to our program, The State of Things, produced by Laura Lee, Nicole Campbell, Megan Modafferi, Anita Rao. Robin Copley is the technical director. Al Wadarski is helping out today as well. Brent Wolf is our news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacia. Once again, Houndmouth, here's Hey Rose.
Just to stop here for the night. I see her coming up, and I know she won't give me a fight. And so I start to make my move and splash my face up with some water, and she tries to pull me off, but then it only makes me hotter. Hey there, Rose, can you spare some change for the night? Frame of mind and heart.
away the teardrops and thought I ought to say, I think I'll be shooting you down if you won't be mine. So I said, darling, don't you worry, I'll be back your way again when the sun goes round the mountains and the moon comes round the bend. Just give it a while and everything's gonna be alright. Hey, hey, there, Rose, did you think I'd come all this way in vain? Your face and change your frame of mind. And hard times, you better store away your nickels and your dimes. Throw a rope around the big old tree. Way in vain. Drive.